believes in him has life in him. In his name we have life. That is the amazing promise of God to us. We must know that we serve an almighty God. The almighty God. The God that created heaven and earth. The God that knows what is your desire. The God that knows from the beginning to the end what is our need. The God that knows everything about us. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful God. There is no other God like him. There is no other God like him. He is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God. The God, the only God that we should worship is him alone. Is him alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today my message is love. Love. How easy the world take the word love, and how as a Christian we take the word love. My friend, whatever things you do without love, it won't prosper you. It will never establish you. It will never excel you. Everything comes from love. When God created out of his love this world, you and me created out of his love. When man fail in the love of God, there where separation comes. We would know if you read book of Genesis, the Bible has said, when man fail, he ran away from the love. He ran away from the love. If he love, he will run to him, not run away. That is what I'm going to speak about the love. What God says about love. He is love. And we are his people. As created. And we must know what is love all about. And the Holy Spirit is going to take us into this journey. We are going to understand. As we come into this place, we are not going to be the same as we going out from this place. I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to touch each and every one of you. There is something God is going to do in your life. Today, God is going to make you to know how important is the love of God. God is going to touch you today. I believe that is what God's message for you all. Love. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from my love, you can do nothing. You need my love. You need to love me. The word of God saying. Let us turn the Bible with me. Go with me to book of Mark. Book of Mark chapter 12. Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28 to verse 34. You all got it? Amen. Hallelujah. Let us read from verse 28. The title of it says, the scribes, which is the first commandment of all. Verse 28. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Verse 31. And the second like it is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. Verse 32. So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher. You have spoken the truth. For there is one God, and there is no other but he. Verse 33, and to and to love Him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all. The whole burnt offering and sacrifices. The last verse, 34. Now, when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But after that, no one dared question him. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. You see, the scribe came and asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment of all? Which is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, he said, "Hear, O Israel, hear, O my people, the Lord God is one, the only God, that you should love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength, the only God. He is the Lord God, that only Him you should love. There is no other God beside Him. There is no other creator beside Him. He's the only God that you should love Him with all your heart, with all your soul." Are we really loving Him with all our heart? Are we giving Him all our heart? We may sing the song, but is it according to what we are singing, we are living alive? That is the requirement from God, that you must love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, mind and strength. That is the requirement from God. Nobody can run away from that. After Jesus was rose again from dead, in John chapter 21 verse 15, He came to the seaside where the disciples were fishing. And after the breakfast, He asked Simon Peter this question: "Simon, do you love me more than this?" What is pointing to this? Do you love me more than your boat, more than your net, more than this sea? From the breakfast what you have eaten, do you love me more than this? For this season, for this time we are living in this world, do you love Him more than your work? Of what you are doing? More than your family? How much do you love Him? If you see at the cross what the payment He has paid for you, He never paid 99%. But full 100% He has paid for us at the cross. Even to the very last drop of His blood, He paid for us. He paid for us fully. And He wants us to love Him also fully. Not partially, not 50%, 80%, 100%. Yeah, Simon. How much do you love me? Do you love me more than this? With all of these things, from here, from the childhood, He only knows fishing. He loved fishing. He went out with His father to fish, and He was continuing as He become a man, as He become a father. This is what His job, fishing. He loved the sea. Sometimes things can carry it away from our life. For care for our family can carry it away. My friend, when you are there with your family, you can protect them. When you're out of your family, who will protect your family? The Lord that you believe. Am I right? Amen. The Lord that you believe. You surrender your family. God, I surrender my family into your hand. While my presence is not there, Lord, I believe your presence is there. You are taking care of my family. You are feeding my family. How much we trust God in this life we are living? We are able to trust the work that we do because we get money. Especially if he doesn't want to run late to work. But to God we can run. We can drag ourselves. We can drag ourselves to come to God. We can drag ourselves. Because we never see him. We can play fool around with God. We can do whatever things that we want with God. Is that the what the God that we worship? How do you see God in your life? How do we see God in our life? Are we really fully reverencing him as God Almighty, honoring him? Book of Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 verse 7. Can we see from there? He said, if you call me your father, where is my honor? He's asking you that question. Am I right? If you call me, I am your master, where is my reverence? Where is my honor? Where is my reverence? When I was in a prayer tower in Indonesia, there was a multitude of congregation came. All pastors, mainly pastors, they came. And all of us already entered to the worship. We are singing the song. We are praising. We are worshiping. And this pastor just sitting beside me took out his handful and SMSing. I say, God, I got so angry, mad with this person. I say, you should not be in this place. You get out from this place. What are you doing in the presence of God? Not honoring him, not giving him reverence. What are you doing? I was so angry. All that I wanted to say to him. You know what happened? God spoke through that person who bring the word of God. How are you honoring God? What are we doing in the presence of God? Are we really having the fear of God or going to do things that what we wanted to do? We should know to reverence God. We are Christians. We are a born again people. We need to honor. We need to know to honor him, to praise him, to give him reverence. Not to do our own things. For one mistake, the sons of Aaron did, both of them died. Profane offering. They were struck, died. For Ananias and Sapphira, they only lie. Drop dead! When the move of the Holy Spirit at the time was so great. My friend, don't fool around with this God. We may say grace. You do not know what means of grace. Grace is higher standard. I just take you a glimpse of that, what means of grace. That is not my mindset, but it's come to me right now. I need to tell you this. If you read book of Matthew chapter 5 onwards, Jesus said to when he was preaching at the mount on the top of the mountain, he was telling this, you may heard this, you have heard this from the saying, thou shalt not murder. That is law, am I right? That is what Jesus said. The word of God saying in John chapter 1 verse 17, law comes through Moses, but truth and grace came from Lord Jesus Christ. He was telling, you have heard, thou shalt not murder. But what he said, I say to you, you should not get angry. How is the great judgment? That is what grace is. The law says, if you take a knife and you stab a person, then only you commit a sin. You become a murderer. But you become a murderer while you think in your heart. What is in your heart? That is grace. Do you know how powerful is grace? We should know why grace is being given. Because grace is not free. Someone has paid the price. Jesus Christ has paid the price for us. Shed his blood for us. And we are just become an ignorant people. We say, all by the grace of God. The grace has its standard. Very high standard. It searches your heart and in your mind. It searches your heart and your mind. It reveals what is in your heart. We must know this, my friend. Let's continue with the scripture. Just now, the word of God says regarding Simon Peter. And God says this in book of John chapter 15, verse 14, verse 15. Chapter 14, verse 15. This is what say, if you love me, keep my commandment. If you love me, keep my commandment. Those people who love him only can keep the commandment of God. We must understand why God said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. You will not transgress my commandment. You will not disobey my commandment. You will obey. You will do it. That is what love is. Love is something very important in our Christian life. We always must show love. The love from God is pure and holy. That powerful love that we are having in our life. But yet we are walking as though we have been blinded. We are walking unknowingly. The love always gathers. Love makes us to become unity. That is what we have to know. Why Jesus has to say this. Love. If you love me, you keep my commandment. My love. You need my love, he said. You need my love. If you wanted to stay in unity, you need my love. The devil brings hatred and anger, but I give you love. Love. Love one another, he said. Love one another. My friend, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, in Matthew chapter 4 verse 10, the devil came before Jesus, he said, if you fall down and bow to me, I will give you all these things to you. Many of us are, when we offer these kind of things, we trade God. We trade God. We have to know, my friend, sometimes we can go until God can bring us to the end of the love, not to say to the end, until to the extent we cannot take it, until to the extreme of love, until we able to say, we have to say this thing to God, Lord, whether if I don't have anything, but I still love you. If you never give me also, never mind, but I still love you. Are we able to say that? Even though I never see your blessing in my life, I still love you. I still love you. Can you say that? I still love you? Until to death's extent, we have to come and to tell him how much, Lord, I love you. What Jesus said to Satan? Only him you shall worship, and you only him you shall serve. Is that right? He says that. He says that very clearly. Only him alone that you worship. Only God alone you shall worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is what when Jesus, when we read in just now book of Mark, chapter 28. Now, when this person was telling, there is no other greater sacrifice than other sacrifice. There is no other greater burnt offering than this burnt offering. You love God. That is your greatest worship. Hallelujah. That is the greatest worship. It's greater than sacrifice or a burnt offering. We can bring our offering. We can put it. Is it acceptable before God? That's another question. Is it acceptable? We may do all things, but we must know, is it acceptable before the eyes of God? In book of Matthew chapter 7, we know about this scripture, verse 21 to 23. What Jesus says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven. Am I right? Why he was telling that? Only those who do the will of God. What is the will of God? The will of God is to love him. First thing that you must know, there is no other greater commandment that has been given to man. It's only to love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. He's saying this, not everyone, not many Christians will come and tell me, Lord, Lord, I can be in your heaven. Lord, Lord, no, no, no way. And what he continues to say on that, in verse 22, what he says, they say to me, they will come and tell me, Lord, Lord, I have prophesied in your name, I have cast out the demon in your name, and I have done great things in your name. Is that can qualify us to heaven? Oh my God. Is that can qualify us to heaven? Still there is a question there. Are we doing it out of love? Or through the, we wanted to have do it for the eye service. Oh, people are seeing me. I having the power. I having the anointing. Oh God. You are just using his name. The Bible says there is no other power. There is no other greater power than his name. When you speak under his name, there is a power be released. All you are using under his name. These are the speaking to the Christians, to the born again people, not the people out there who are in drugs, not the people, the hidden people out there, but to the believers. Only you can do the signs and wonders in his name. Yes? But he continued to say that. What he's saying that in verse 23. Shall we see that? And then will I profess to them, I knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Because you never have the relationship with me. You don't have the deep intimacy with me. I never knew you. To make it more clear, book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 1. When Adam knew Eve, they begot Cain. Am I right? He's saying that they knew each other. They come into a deep intimacy with each other. God wants that deep intimacy. Not by doing all of these things you can gain heaven. You can have a place in heaven. No. He wants one thing. He wants the relationship to be built up. A deep intimacy with him. That is what God is asking. Love me with all your heart. Don't be a stranger in my kingdom. I don't want strangers. God is calling us to have a deep relationship with him, a deep intimacy, to walk closer with him. Then we would know his heart. Then we would know his heart. If not, we do not know to reverence him with all our heart. We do not know to respect him. The Bible has said, continuing from Malachi chapter 6 verse 7, chapter 1 verse 7, he says that, why do you defile? Why do you bring this profane offering to me? What type of offering are you giving to me? The lame and the blind? Sometimes if we bring the offering, you know, we just giving. Lord, you wanted to take, you take. If you don't want, it's up to you, Lord. It's up to you. Man, God has given you everything. You are giving him to, you are giving him bones only. He deserves the best from you, not the bones. How are we reacting before our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? We are not honoring him even with our gifting, even with our offering. Then we say, Lord, you accept it, Lord. You take it. You just take it, Lord. You just take it. Even what he says that, if you go and offer to your governor, will he receive that? You go and offer to your governor and see, to your king and see, will he offer? Will he take your offering, which is lame and blind? But yet, we can give a blind and lame offering to God. God, take glory. Yeah, it is. I'm giving from my heart. Is it from your heart? If you love him, you will give him from your heart. If you love him, he will say, you honor him. You reverence him if you're gifting. We must know what the word of God is telling to us. We are created for him. We are created to love him. We are created to love him. Nothing else. We are created to love him. We are not created to do that and this. The first thing, we are created to love him. The Bible says in book of James chapter 3 verse 11, from the same spring there would not come fresh and a bitter water from that opening. Will it be? The question was asking, can a spring that brings two waters, fresh and a bitter water? No. If you are belongs to God, you will bring the great things out of your life. The holiness shall flow from you. The righteousness, the truth shall flow from you. Jesus said, out of your mouth, whatever entered through your mouth, that will not defile you. From book of Mark chapter 7 verse 21, 22, that is what Jesus said. Nothing can defile you, whatever enters through your mouth, but what comes from your heart, that defiles you. Hatred, anger, jealousy, betrayal, blasphemy, all of these things comes from your heart. Lewdness, unforgiveness, all comes from where? From your heart. See the condition of your heart. What type of people we are. We must know how to serve this God. We must know how to love this God. The God that given us everything. He never, Bible says, he never withhold anything. He never withhold anything. He gave his only begotten son for us. The only darling of heaven. He said, go forth and bring my people. Die for my people. Redeem them from all their sin. Forgive them. I will forgive them, my Father says. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. Oh, thank you, Jesus. To this God we cannot honor. But to the person out there, we are working there for 30 days. We are only getting a payment, but we can honor that person by going early to work, doing everything perfect for them. I'm not saying wrong. But after age of your retirement, what will be your age? 60? How do you go? He never even will give you a door to you. From where you're working, he never even let you to carry the chair. Am I right? But here, he has promised heaven for us. Heaven, he says that, I will go to my Father, and there is many mansions. I will prepare a mansion for you. Oh, that is the greatest promise. But we are running after the world, like Gazagi, running after what was rejected. My friend, whatever that you're running, you make sure it won't be last. It won't be last for you. If you run after God and the things of God, it will be permanent forever, for everlasting. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That is what the God that we must know, the God that we are serving. My friend, if you turn with me to book of Exodus chapter 33. Regarding this man called Moses. He pitched a tent at the center of his camp, and he called that place the Tabernacle of Meeting. For everyone, that tabernacle was built, has been pitched in that place. But Moses, early morning as he wake up, he never looked for his breakfast. He never looked what he have to do all day. He straight went into the Tabernacle of Meeting to meet God. To meet God. The Bible says while he entered into the tabernacle, the pillars of cloud just came to the door and closed the door. Just stand before the door. No one should enter. That means he's having a relationship with God. God wants you to have that relationship. God wants you to enter to the Tabernacle of Meeting, to meet him, to listen to him, to see him face to face. The Bible says Moses has seen God face to face. Moses has seen God face to face. After that, the Bible had declared this. Moses was asking God, God, you asked me to take these people. But who will you send with me? Who you will send with us? Who? God said, my presence shall go with you and I will give you a rest. I will give the rest. Hallelujah. My presence shall go with you. But he never stops that alone. He never stopped in that alone. He was saying, Lord, you say you have find grace with us. Lord, you find favor in our eyes. God Almighty, he says that. Lord, if you never go, do not take us from this place. Do not, do not, do not. The next thing he was asking, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory, O God. Show me your glory. God said, yes, I will show you my glory. He said, yes, I will show you my glory. I'll be gracious to whomever that I want to be gracious. Compassion to whoever that I want to be compassion. He says that in chapter 34. He says it in verse 5 onwards. Can we see from verse 5 onwards? Exodus chapter 34. Verse 5 onwards. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him and there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Verse 36. He proclaimed the name to Moses. He like giving his name card. Who is he? Who am I? See from here. Verse 36. Oh, sorry, 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth. Verse 7. He's showing himself to him. Moses has seen him, a God full of mercy, gracious, and all of these things. He said, keeping mercy for the thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. He, God, that forgive all our transgression, all our sin. Moses has seen this. God reveals himself, God. I have seen this, Lord. I have seen this. I have seen you, Lord. He says that. Going down to verse 9. And he said, now I have found grace in the sight of the Lord, Lord God. I pray thee, God, among us, for it is a stiff-necked people. For it is, we are a stiff-necked people. Lord, and you have pardoned our iniquity and our sin. And take us for thine inheritance. Take us as your inheritance, O God Almighty. I have seen thy goodness. I have seen thy mercy, your long suffering. Lord, I've seen your truth and all of these things. God, you are God that forgiving all our sin and iniquities. I have seen you. One more thing God wanted to do with Moses. He has seen all of these things, but when he have the thing, he grumbled. He said, God, please kill me. He has seen this God full of long suffering, full of mercy, full of goodness. He's seen all of this thing. But when God said, you have seen all of this thing about me, but now I am giving you my heart. That is where things, troubles take in Moses' life. He said, God, you kill me. I cannot bear this burden. Your heart. You should have my heart if you wanted to know me. Go with me to Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 11 to verse 15. Moses cannot take it. Moses cannot bear it because it's so hard for him. The burden is so hard, so difficult for him. He said, Lord, I cannot bear it no longer. Your heart, oh God. When God gave him his heart, see what happened here. He has seen his glory. He has said, Lord, your presence, God's presence has moved with them. And he said he's seen all his mercy and goodness, but now he cannot take it. And Moses said unto the Lord, therefore hast thou afflicted thy servant, and therefore I have not found favor in the sight that thou layest the burden of all these people upon me. My friend, he was so close with God. He has seen God face to face. But when God gave his heart to him, he said, Lord, so painful, oh God. So painful, oh God, his heart. Lord, I cannot bear it anymore. What he says in the next verse. Come on, verse 12. If I conceive all these people, he was questioning God. As I conceive, Lord, if I conceive these people, if I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father breatheth the sucking such child unto the land which as thou swearest unto their fathers. Oh my God. When he has the heart of God, he cannot bear it. He asks God his question, Lord, did I bore them? Did I conceive them? And you ask me to carry them in my bosom as a baby, as a child, as a mother carry a child, as a nurse carry a child. God, I cannot take it. That's true love. Go meet me. I will read all of this. Verse 13, 14, and 15. When should I have flesh to give unto all these people? And they weep unto me, saying, give me flesh that we may eat. Verse 14. I am not able to bear all of this alone because it's too heavy for me. Verse 15. And if thou deal with us, with me, kill me. I pray thee out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness, O God. He said, God, kill me. I cannot have your heart. It's so difficult. I cannot bear it. God, help me. He said, kill me. He said, he come to a point, he said, kill me. I cannot take it any longer. My friend, to have the love of God, we must have the heart of God. We have two hearts, heart before born again and after born again. Before born again, the heart that carries so much poison things in our life. the heart that would not bother about another person, the heart that would not care for another person, the heart full of vengeance, poison, hatred, anger, jealousy, unforgiveness, strife, lewdness, sexual immorality, all of these things was in that heart. But when Jesus died on the cross, he said, I am giving you my heart. Why it is still poison? Why it is so burdened? My friend, that is why we have been blinded. We cannot see the people living out there. Each and every Christians, those non-believers are your children. Do you believe that? God says, see my son. See my people, my son. They are living in sexual immorality. They are living in drinking, getting drunken. They are living in drugs. They are living in totally in bondage, in darkness. They are living in totally in a wretch. They are living in completely in darkness. My son, I am giving you my heart. See my people. God said, you need to carry them. You need to bear them. You need to conceive them. Unless you have the heart of God, then only you can do that. Do you see the heart of God? Do you see the love of God? It extends. Moses said, I know God, I've seen God. But when he had the heart of God, he said, kill me, O God, I cannot bear it. The heart of God. God said, if you wanted to do my will, you need to have my heart. My heart you must have. Then only you're able to understand about long suffering, about mercy, about forgiveness. If not, you would not understand. From the day he is created, from the day we have been created until now, God is having one name, long-suffering God. He suffers because of the people going away, going astray from God. God says, you are having children in this world. See, open your eyes and see. See, your children are walking. Which father will see his children going in drugs, having sexual immorality? Which father? Which father can bear the thing? Which father can see the sons and daughters living in bondage, in drugs, in drinking, in alcoholic, in free sex? Would you? If you have the heart of God, today this is what God wants you to have, his heart in your life. Then only you're able to know. Then only you're able to understand. If not, you will become a murmur and a complain people. Like the children of Israel for 40 years. Whatever things is not with you, you will say, oh, what is happening in my life? You always murmur and complain. You will not be satisfied. Two men went to the house of God. One is the Pharisee and the other one is a temple tax collector. The Pharisee say, Lord, you see that man? I am not like that man. I pay my tax. I pay my tithes. I fast for two days, twice a week. I do all of this thing, oh God Almighty. What he's telling about? He's telling about his pride. He say, I am doing. My friend, to God, you doesn't have to tell him what you have done. God knows. You doesn't have to tell him. He knows what you have done. And he said, your reward will come to you. The Bible has said, if your right hand done something, do not let your left hand to know. And you are telling to God, who knows everything about your life, what you have done. And the tax collector does not even want to leave. He cannot even lift it up. He said, Lord, forgive me, O God. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, Lord. Oh God Almighty, only you can forgive me. Only you can pardon all my sin, oh God. Man always will hate me. Man always living in unforgiveness, oh God. Why your people are living in such a manner? Even the guy lifted up his voice and he said, I am not like that person. Oh, hallelujah.
Shankarabakariyantiri. Last verse, book of Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we need to have this heart. God says, I will give you a heart. The heart that will know me. I will give you my heart to you. That heart will know me. Know about me. Know about my suffering. Know about my love. Oh, know about my mercy. Know about my goodness. Know about my truth. The heart. I will give you my heart. And I will give them a heart to know me. That I am the Lord. And they shall be my people. And I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. My friend, God say, you cannot do anything if you apart from me. I like the verse. John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branch. I think all of you know this scripture very well. We need to connect to the vine if you wanted to bear fruit. If you wanted to bear fruit of God, you need to connect to the vine. The branch cannot depart from itself and bear fruit. The branch must connect to the vine. And he continues saying this. He says that, he who abides in me and I abides in him. That is what the word of God says. Am I right? Definitely we are already abiding in him. The question is he abiding in us? How? Is he abiding in you? My friend, I am abiding in him. I become a Christian. I read the word of God. I pray. I fast. I do all of these things. The next question is he in your life? Is he abiding in you? Therefore, my life will be transformed, become like him. If not, I would not be transformed, become like him. I would not love him. I would not know the burden. I would not know to bore people. I would not know to conceive. I would not know to conceive the things of God. I will not know. If you are my people, he say, you shall take my people. You shall conceive my people. You shall bore my people and you must lead them to the promised land. That is what Moses has been called to be do. When he have the heart of God, he cannot take it. He cannot bear it. Hallelujah. Let us all stand to our feet this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, O God. Today we understand your love, O Lord. Your love, O God Almighty. Your love to have your heart in us, O God. Then only we able to know what is love all about, O God Almighty. Not to play with the word of love, O God. Lord, we able to understand, O God. We able to bore, O God. We able to conceive, O God Almighty. We able to nurse the child, O God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. God Almighty, without your heart we cannot know, Lord. We would not know, God Almighty. We would not know, God Almighty. What is your will, O God? What is your will? We would not know, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. One day a man took his child to a hospital. His son was having a severe pain in his heart. He went to check with the doctor, and the doctor said, your child need to be operated. And he was asking how much it will cost. And the doctor thanked so much money, he says that. Oh, deep in his heart he felt, he doesn't have that much money. He only having a little amount of money. And he left the child at the hospital, he went out. And the doctor thought that he's going to find the money. He went out, he walked. Until he came to a shop where they sell guns. He went into the shop, he bought a gun with the leftover money. And he wrapped the gun. And he came to the hospital once again. And he met the doctor. Can I see you? He said to the doctor. And doctor take him to the room. And he asked God, Lord, doctor, can I ask you a question? He said, yes, carry on. He said, doctor, how much heart surgery have you done? The doctor say, I have done so much surgery, so much, until cannot be counted. And he asked the next question, how much do you gain from that surgery? He says, so much, I couldn't even count so much. Immediately he took his gun and put it on his forehead. He said, you are going to do this operation free for my son because I do not have the money. And the gun already pointed at his head. There is no other choice for him. He said, yes, I will do it. And he called the son and take him to the scanning room. He scanned everything completely and he came out. He said to the father, if your son would live means he would live another 10 months. But if I going to do this operation, he could live for another 2 months only. He said, is there no other choice? Is there no other solution? He said, unless a person, he can get a heart. He called, he said, do it. And he called for many hospitals. All are failed. He couldn't get a heart. He came to the father and told him. And the father thinking, and tears running all over his face, he said, doctor, I want you to do this. Take my heart and give it to my son. The doctor said, we can't do that. You already commit suicide yourself if you take your heart. If you ask me to take your heart, he said, doctor, it doesn't matter. I already live in my life, but my son have to live. I must give my heart to him. And the father and the doctor agreed. He said, go ahead. He said, okay, I will do it. And he went to the son to meet him in a room. He says, son, he hold his hand. He says, son, you will have a new heart. By the time everything is over, you will not see your father. Your father will go far away. Even you will never see him again. The son was crying, holding his hand. Lord, don't, father, don't leave me. I want to be with you, Lord. If I don't have this heart also, it's okay. I want to be with you, my father. Daddy, don't leave me, don't. And the father took his hand and placed it at his right chest and put it there. Son, he's full of his tears. He said that, son, father is right there with you. In every heartbeat, I am there with you. This is what God says to you. On the day he died on the cross, he has given us his heart, his brand new heart to us. The heart that full of love, that full of forgiveness, that full of mercy. Oh, the full of goodness and truth, that heart he has given to us. With that heart, we are poisoned with many things. We are poisoned with many things. With unforgiveness, hatred, anger, all sort of things is in there. Lewdness, sexual immorality. We have poisoned that heart with so many things. Oh God Almighty. Lord Almighty, I cannot live with this heart anymore. Give me a heart, oh Lord. Give me a heart, oh God Almighty. That I may know your will, oh God. Today, oh God Almighty, we are coming to your presence at this moment, oh God. Lord, we ask of your heart, oh God, this morning. The heart, oh God, that able to know what is love all about, oh God. The heart that knows only to give. The heart that never know pride. That never seek its own. Never be in envy. Love suffers long. Not pride. Not provoked. That is the heart that God say love. The love does not provoke. The heart that have love does not provoke. Only will give. Only will seek for other things. Only will seek to give. Only will forgive. Only will take joy. Never hate, never make any envy the love of God. Today, O God Almighty, we have come to know, Lord, the true love of yours, O God Almighty. Even, O God, many other things that we've done against you, O God Almighty, but you are still being a God that forgiving us. You are still being a God that forgiving us. As we come to you, Lord Almighty, you stick to your word, what you have spoken, O God, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Whoever confess their sin, O God, you forgive them. You are being a just God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, O God Almighty, for this day. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your heart, Lord Mighty. Today, this is the moment that God is telling to you. Any one of you in this place, yes, Lord, I want your heart. From this moment, I want to see changes. I don't want to be the same again. I don't want to be the same again, Lord. Many poisonous things that I've been carried in my heart. Lord, exchange my heart. Give me your heart to me. Just lift up your hand this morning. Just lift up your hand in this morning. As we wanted to walk and do the things of God in this morning. From this now onwards, from this day onwards, as we are going to carry the heart of God wherever we are going. Today God is telling you will have my heart and I will give you my heart to know me more deeper, to know me more closer. When you have my heart, you will not be in strife. You will not be anger. You will not carry the hurt in you. You always have a heart to forgive. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. Your name be glorified, O God Almighty, in this morning, O Lord. As we come to listen to your word, O Lord, you know, O God Almighty, each and every heart. Jesus, you say you the one who searches the mind and the heart of a people, O God Almighty. Lord, you know the hearts and their mind of your people this morning, O God. Lord, I pray you renew their mind, O God. By the power of your Holy Spirit, O God Almighty, give them your heart that full of love, O God. I pray, Lord, you will touch them even right now wherever they are, God. Lord, God Almighty, they may be empowered, O God Almighty, with your love, O Lord. Your love, O Lord, that gathers, O God Almighty. Your love, O Lord, that forgives us all our sin, O God. Your love is greater than anything, O God. Lord, give us the heart to love you according to thy commandment. Your love, O God, to fill in our life. Lord, bless each and everyone in this place, O God Almighty. O Lord God Almighty, as you have promised them, O God, with great things to come ahead in their life, O God Almighty. They may know lack of anything, O God. They may walk in thy goodness and thy mercy, O God Almighty. O Riyanto Rolabaka Riyantere, I break every power of demonic over their life in the name of Jesus. I come against you. Power, the principality of darkness in the name of Jesus that release hatred, anger, jealous, murder, sexual immorality, everything that come against the word of God. I break your power right now in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, release your glory upon your people. Touch them even right now. Oh God Almighty, their life will be never the same again. Their life will be fully, will be transformed by the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Remove every sickness and disease in this body, oh God. That no, they don't have any authority in this body in the name of Jesus. May your presence that goes with us, O God Almighty, wherever we are. Lord, I pray you pour out the spirit of understanding upon your people. Give them the spirit of understanding. Enlighten their eyes of understanding, O God Almighty. Give them the knowledge and the revelation, O God. By revelation, O God Almighty, they may know more and more and more of you, O God. They may do more, deeper, deeper, deeper in you, Lord Almighty. From now on, you take in charge over their life, O Lord. Be a guide over their life, O God Almighty. Lead them, O God, in this path they are walking in this journey, O God Almighty, until they see you in the day, O God, of your coming, O God Almighty. Lord Almighty, we are helpless people. See your people, O God. They need your help, O God Almighty.
As they lifted up their eyes, O God Almighty, they may know where their help comes from. Their help comes from the living God, the creator of heaven and earth. You will never leave them, nor forsake them, O God.
With you, all things are possible, O God Almighty. May Jesus increase in their life, and they themselves decrease. Let them hear the voice of you, O God. Let them see you, O God Almighty. They may see you, Lord Almighty, the author and the finisher of their life. It's you, Lord Jesus. No one shall come against them, O Lord, for you are with them, O God. We thank you, O God Almighty. What an almighty God that we serve, O Lord. Let your name be glorified, O God, in our life. Fully, O God Almighty, that we will be, O God, your people, O Lord. And you will be our God forever, forever, forever. Let these people, wherever they proclaim your name, O God Almighty, let there be an open heaven, O Lord. Let there be releasing of your power, O God. They will experience, O God, the signs and wonders from heaven above. Be released, be manifest, O God Almighty, because they are the light of the world that carry your power, your authority, your anointing upon their life. They will bring changes, O God Almighty, because your life is in them. Whatever that proceeds out of your mouth shall not go in void, but will prosper. This is the life of Jesus that you are carrying in you. You need to walk according to the will of God. You need to reverence Him with all your heart, with all your soul. Honor Him if you call Him your Lord and your Savior. You will see the full blessing of God in you. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if you are willing and obeying, you shall eat the good of the land. You shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Cover them by your blood. Let your shield of protection be over their life, O Lord. They may no lack of anything, O God Almighty. Strengthen them and power them, O God. May your peace to dwell in them with joy, O God Almighty. O Riyantara Labaka Riyanteri. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. God's people say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.